This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Welcome back to our program. Wow, that was quite a performance from Terry Tibbett here in our KTOO studios. And I'm going to tell you, there's more good stuff ahead. We're going to be talking about the Crystal Saloon's programming this week, four nights of entertainments and activities, and Taylor Vidic, who books performers and then manages the stage for the Crystal Saloon, joins us now, along with one of the performers, June Bunch. And I know that the two of you are also going to be performing along with Terry Tibbett. So this is icing on the cake to talk with both of you about that.
It was so fun to get to listen to Terry's little pre-interview. It's been so fun to get to spend time with Terry over the last couple of weeks preparing for the show. This is Taylor, by the way.
Taylor Vidic.
Yeah. And we've got June here. And yeah, we're both performing tomorrow night alongside Terry, as well as some other incredible performers. So we're each doing our own little mini set. And then Kelsey Riker, Paige Sparks, and C.N. Murphy are going to join us. And we'll have a full band up there.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I'll have Tracy Ricker hopping in to sing a song with me as well.
So tell us a little bit about Terry quickly. Just, I mean, to have someone like her on the stage for all the years she's been involved here in Juno making music.
Yeah, Terry's been doing it the whole time, and she's been doing it from a time when she was the only female in the room. And so I know she said how excited she was to share the stage with so many powerhouse babes. So we're just excited to, I don't know, ride in her wake, I suppose.
So tomorrow night you kick off with Terry's retrospective for Joni Mitchell. And of course, you and June Bunch, who is here, are going to join in. You know, I don't know if it would be too hard at this point, because we're going to talk about all the other things that are going on. But maybe could you sing a little bit of what you're going to do with Terry? Because we didn't really get the full effect. Terry mentioned that she would be joined by you and other performers.
Yeah, we can give you we'll give you a verse and a chorus, and then we'll leave you wanting more so you can go buy tickets for tomorrow night.
Gosh, I heard you rehearsing, and I tell you that I was in Zen heaven. It was so wonderful. And I guess you're just going to sing, Taylor, and then June Bunch will be playing the ukulele, or ukulele.
Well, both, yeah. She's kind of working it out in a way that we both get to add some voice into this one. Yeah.
And imagine that Terry is in this mix too.
Yeah, this one's just the two of us. We're making sure to do pairings of all three of us in different ways. So this one will be us two, and then Terry and I have a song, June and Terry have a song, and then we have songs with all of us. So,
oh my goodness.
You'll hear the trifecta. So
yeah.
Many harmonies, so little time.
All right.
All in 2 hours.
How do we do it? Yeah, let's do it. Rose and flows of angels' hair and ice cream castles in the air. Valley canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions. I recall I really don't know clouds.
It's perfect for a day like today. I hope people were listening with their eyes closed. I should have given them an early warning. Now close your eyes and listen to these wonderful harmonies. And that's just the beginning of this. This is four nights. So what happens on Thursday?
Yeah,
night?
So four nights of Babe Fest. So tomorrow night will be Joni Mitchell, or a tribute to Joni Mitchell. You can get tickets at www.crystalsaloon.com. And it's pay what you can. So it's been really fun to get to implement that structure whenever it makes sense at the saloon, because if you only have $10 to spare, we still want you to be able to come and enjoy the art. But if you have the means to maybe spend $40 on a ticket, that's wonderful too, because it makes it affordable to those who do not have as much to spare. So pay what you can tickets on sale for Wednesday night. Thursday is going to be open mic and market. The Crystal Saloon has an open mic every Thursday. So this week we're just attaching a market. I'm sure many know that much of that building has been renovated by Jared, the new owner. The backspace has yet to be renovated, so it's got this industrial vibe to it. We did a Christmas and July market back there that was super fun and successful. So I'm excited to bring eight makers to that backspace again and bring life to that industrial area. So they'll be selling their wares in the back from 6 p.m. on. And then open mic is going to be from 7 to 10 in the front of the house. And I know I have been personally texting some of my favorite babe performers. So I'm excited to see some people perform on the stage that might not have 3 hours of material available, but definitely have things that are so worthy of being on a stage in front of people. And that is going to be hosted by June. So I'll let you get to know June a little bit.
And
maybe.
June just kind of recently arrived in Juneau to work in the guiding business. And and I guess you kind of found your place at that open mic.
They have made it such an easy home to have family with. Yeah, it's really something spectacular. And once it blossomed, it's really just taking a whole new life. And it's been wonderful to get to work with so many artists, especially people that really have shaped the stage for Juneau. I'm humbled and I'm excited to hear more voices at the open mic.
Ooh, but I'm kind of excited about this market component, something for everybody.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
What kind of artists will be selling their wares there?
Yeah, a couple examples. We've got Lily Hope. She made a special set of earrings, an earring collection. So she'll be back there. She'll be making another appearance this weekend. So we're still getting to that. Artist Natalie is another artist. That's what she goes by on Instagram. And she makes beautiful illustrations that feature feminine forms. Chickweed Botanicals. So if you're looking for some new serums for your skin or things like that. Uniswear, they do thrifted items. And that's just a small little taste. So that'll be happening in the back while June is up front. We're trying to get as much June in as we can before she leaves in October. with hopes that you'll be back next summer. But just in case, we're trying to fill our cup as much as we can. Because June is just I don't want to call you a bundle of joy, because I feel like that diminishes the gravity of the joy that you offer. So
that is so heartwarming.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to say that, but I mean it. And now I said it on the radio. So
well, this whole Babe Fest does seem to be about joy, but there's some other sort of deeper things going on with this. You want to tell us about Friday night,
yes.
Vagina Monologues?
Rhonda's getting us back on track. I appreciate that. Yes. Friday night will be the Vagina Monologues. I am aware of two iterations of that show in Juneau over the last few years. They've all been attached to UAS in some way. And I'm so excited that we convinced the group of people to participate in this, that we have Leslie Ishii, the artistic director of Perseverance, is doing a monologue. Kelsey Riker is doing a monologue. She'll be starring in a show this fall with Theater in the Rough. Kate Ross, who was most recently seen in Fun Home on Perseverance's stage, is directing along with Kelsey. Lily Hope, that's going to be her second showing. Lily came to Juneau originally, I don't know if it was to do theater, but I know she did theater over a decade ago in Juneau, and this will be her triumphant return to stage. And it has been so fun.
You know, I just love how she wraps theater into her weaving.
Yes.
Like when she's demonstrating what she does.
Yeah, it's a performance.
It comes
together.
Where it comes from, right? Her theater background.
Yes. I don't know if that's true, but that's definitely a piece of it, right?
So on Saturday, this sounds exciting. Babes and their ballads.
Yes. So we've got five performers featured. It's going to be a bit of a folk fest energy because everyone gets a 15 to 20 minute set. So we'll start the night with Lisa Denny. She's going to play a few songs, and then Dara Relatos is going to play. She's one of my favorite voices in town, followed by Annie Bartholomew, who many of us just saw or participated in her Sisters of Whitechapel show. And then Marion Call, who is I can't say enough good about Marion, both on stage and off. But she's going to give Juno her first set since the
COVID.
Pandemic. Yeah. So to get to hear her and to hear her solo, because Marion learned guitar during the pandemic, as one does. So she's getting on stage. And then I'm extra excited. We're bringing down a person named Ashley Young from Anchorage. And that's something I want to continue to do at the Crystal, is find ways to make it financially feasible to bring people in from out of town, so that not only are we giving space to locals, but we're also providing new art that people haven't seen before. So Ashley is flying in Saturday morning to perform, and she's so excited, and we're so excited to have her.
So before we go, any yes. quick words for us?
Just a reminder that Pay What You Can tickets are available at www.crystalsaloon.com. Again, they are Pay What You Can, so we want you in the room regardless of your budget. And we are so excited to host you this weekend at the Crystal Saloon.
Okay. Wednesday all the way through Saturday, Babe Fest, the very first for Juno. Thanks so much, Taylor Vidic and June Bunch, for coming to tell us all about it. Appreciate
Thank you, Rhonda.
It. Thank you.